Hello everybody, I'm Alfred, and I would like to talk to you about AOC. You know, the hypocrisy is very, very amusing. You know, her latest tweet is, you know, as of May 22nd, you know, right now, Okechi has, that is the most recent one. She said, "We will never ever tolerate anti-Semitism here in New York or anywhere in the world. The recent surge in attacks is horrifying. We stand with our Jewish communities in condemning this violence. You can help take NYC's free 1 hour bystander intervention course," and she puts a link. Now, this is the same woman who has been tweeting against Israel and has been saying all kinds of anti-Semitic things during, you know, this last back and forth between Israel and Hamas. You know, Hamas, which is funded by, you know, Iran, which is no secret, that is something that is on record, you know, and the people who call themselves Palestinians, that fight over that piece of land, you know, first of all, it's important you understand something about that land. The real issue It's not something you would call a humanitarian crisis. The reason why I say it is not a humanitarian crisis is because both sides have money. Both sides have opportunity. But not just on that land. They are both fighting for that land. It's kind of like, let's imagine if there are two dogs. You have two dogs. And then you bring like several plates of food for these dogs. But yet, these two dogs decide to fight over the same bone. There are several plates of food with bones in them, but they both decide to fight over one bone. That is the situation in Israel. You know, in many cases, there's a political angle of things, and those who want to actually gain support and admiration when they are being looked at as weak, you know, by the people who call themselves Palestinians. So they wage war, say anti-Israel things, so that, you know, that inspires that base. But understand this. Israel, you know, they are wealthy. They are the most wealthiest people in this world are mostly Jewish. And a lot of people in America who do not understand things like to ask stupid questions and say things like, "Why does America regard Israel as an ally? Why does America say Israel is their greatest ally?" The reason is because a lot of the weapons that America used, a lot of those weapons were designed by Jews in Israel. Do your research on the Jewish companies. I mean, look at all the bombs that and the missiles that the people call themselves Palestinians were shooting towards Israel. Israel had developed their own missile, the defense system that actually stops and counteracts those missiles in the air. Keep in mind that if they did not have that, there would have been lots of Jews killed. Understand that the goal of those Palestinians is that they want to drive Jews into the sea. They never, on that land, they had the opportunity before Israel was founded, you know, on that, in recent years, on that land. All the Muslims in that area had the opportunity to create a nation there, but they didn't. The Jews went there, and after it has become what it has become, now they are fighting over it and are saying that it is holy land that belongs to them. That is the issue. Understand that the people who are calling themselves Palestinians and people are saying that they are displaced and all of that. Keep in mind that they have the freedom to go to other countries and get jobs. They have the freedom to go to other Muslim countries, get jobs. And keep in mind that a lot of them are funded from other countries. It is that both the Israelites, you know, and the people calling themselves Palestinians are fighting over that land because they believe it is holy land. That is just the issue. So you cannot call it a humanitarian issue when there is so much opportunity. There is no Jew in Israel that does not have the opportunity keep in mind that they are very educated. I believe education is even free in Israel. They have the ability and the opportunity to get jobs and start businesses anywhere in the world, in any of the so-called first world countries. But they choose to stay there. And that is their love for their nation, their love for their country. But understand that. That is one thing. These are two people. And one big mistake that Israel is making is that, and it's also a mistake that Russia is making. America is considered a world power because it anointed itself a world power. It anointed itself, we are the leader. And it acts that way. Of course, with the new Antifa way of thinking, such actions are going to be destroyed and are going to stop. An example of such actions is calling the shots everywhere. Who calls the shots on how different countries should behave? America. Who appointed America the shot caller? Who appointed America the authority to be sending their troops everywhere and to be maintaining order? Now, you may say a lot of more things are wrong with that morally. But you see, it is that attitude that keeps them as number one. They made themselves number one. You may condemn people making themselves number one. But if someone makes themselves number one, and you are in the habit of saying, no, I would not behave that way, now they are number one over you. They are now your bosses. Look at how CNN and American media has so much influence in Africa, more than African TV stations. There is no TV station in any African country that has more influence over its own people more than CNN. And that is a shame. A lot of people in Africa, like people like Wodemeyer, makes videos saying Africans should control the rhetoric and all of that. But is it not Africans that you go and bring CNN with all its lies and BBC and all of that and put them on a pedestal? We see people like Chrystia Amanepoel, whatever her name is, you know, sitting with heads of states of African nations. She's just a journalist from CNN, sitting with heads of states of African nations and giving them advice. What kind of foolishness is that? You see, it says a lot about the African leaders and how they see themselves. You know, recently we saw Buhari and, you know, a lot of challenged upstairs leaders, so-called leaders in Africa, going to France to receive advice on how they should handle the so-called pandemic and future pandemic, because they are planning for it and they are planning on reactions. Because that is an opportunity for them to force things down people's throat, that you have to do this. You know, a lot of things just became criminalized. You know, it became criminalized for you to go outside during the lockdown. All those kinds of things. So they are already planning another pandemic. Keep in mind that this first pandemic was created by man. It did not come from bats. This is something that came from a Wuhan lab. And of course, the way it was treated, so many lies were told, you know, for manipulation, and people are so stupid. There are people who are still getting jabs and all of that, thinking they're helping anybody. You don't know what you're putting in your body. If you're putting something that is altering your DNA, and God now rejects you because, you know, you are not what you originally were. This is the same thing with people who are transsexuals and all of that. Stop altering your body. By the time you start injecting all kinds of things and you are changing yourself, you know, changing the number of hormones you have, the type of hormones you have, changing your DNA and all these kinds of things, you are putting all kinds of weird things in your body. By the time, based on that alone, God rejects you. Like he rejected all those who were wiped away in the days of Noah. Which is his right. Right and wrong is decided by God. It is not you that will tell God what is right and wrong. So these are things that are important. But in any case, you can see this hypocrisy. You can see the left, you know, how can you be on two sides? You know, AOC is now claiming, saying kind that she's against anti-Semitism in New York because of the number of Jews that are being beaten. She wouldn't point out the facts. Just the same way CNN won't point out the fact. The people who are doing the beatings are African Americans, are the ones who are perpetrating the beatings. But thanks to critical race theory, you cannot point out that. You have to claim it is white supremacy. That means you are not even trying to attempt to solve the problem. You know, if James is beating John and you say that it is Anthony's fault, and then you are making laws to prevent Anthony from hurting anybody, guess what? The beating is keep taking place because you are not even addressing who is actually doing the beating. The people who are beating up Jews are African Americans. You can see all the videos. You know, you can see all the evidence. These are the facts. This is something that the police know, but they want to cover this up. And, you know, they are blaming it on white supremacy. In the same way, violence in the African-American communities, all the gang shootings, how many people have died? Look at how crime has risen in Chicago. Of course, they have banned the police. Of course, they have reduced funding to the police in the name of defund the police. Now, crime has gone to the roof in leftist places like New York and LA, and people are shocked. How will you be shocked? Why should you be shocked? What happened to your brain? What did you think was going to happen when you were defunding the police? You know, it is so unfortunate. And this is part of the reason why I keep emphasizing the importance of Christians who listen to God. You know, Christians who are appointed by God, who are chosen by God, who are from among us. And, you know, one of the things we do in Alfred and Friends is that we train leaders on how to move and do all these things, to get into all these positions, because we cannot be foolish people who expect Satan to create a beautiful world. Understand that Jesus Christ is life. He is light. That means anything outside of Christ is darkness. So now, by expecting a leader that is not Christian, when you are against the concept of the emphasis on a Christian leader and a God, you know, a God-fearing leader who is led by the word and follows the word, who is trained in the word. When you are against that, what you are actually doing is that you are expecting salvation. You're expecting hope to come from darkness. You're expecting demons to create a world that will be conducive for Christians and for everybody else. That just means that you have basically gone crazy. Because that is not going to happen. You know, there are pastors who are saying all kinds of things, you know, who are against this kind of message. There are pastors who, you know, believe and say things like, we don't want a leader that is going to be partial to any belief system or any religion. That is the beginning of foolishness. America was built on Judeo-Christian values. Now that they have gone away from Judeo-Christian values, see all the chaos and see the nonsense. Now, greatness is not going to be built anymore. You know, and keep in mind, in as much as Judeo-Christian values played a large part, it was not completely followed. And the men, even though they leaned in the direction of Christianity and they had some semblance, they were not totally committed. They were not 100%. This is a nation that is ruled by God. And we, the leadership, are just middlemen. We are just, you know, kind of like God is our God and we are all his people, but there are Moseses that God has appointed, Moses and Aaron, to lead the people, but God is our God. That kind of scenario, you know, where it is more like a prophet leading the people. That is not the case. If it was the case, America would have been perfect, you see. But that is what we will strive for, to create in every country. God said that he should come, that when he comes, he should find us working. So that is what we are going to be working on. You know, Alfred and Friends, you know, and the family, that is something we have to be working on. You know, if everybody else doesn't want to do it, if there are a bunch of Christians who are waiting and expecting for secular humanists, the same people who are saying things, speaking from one side of the mouth is saying this, the other side of the mouth is saying this. At the one hand, they are praising the shooting rockets at Israel and are saying that Israel is aggressive. When Israel didn't start that, Israel defended itself, you know, and the building that Israel destroyed, you know, Hamas was using it. And interestingly, I believe it was NBC or so, one of those leftist organizations, was using the same building. So that says a lot. Why was, you know, American news media using the same building with Hamas? They are using the same building. So are they working together? Are they now in union? Do they not have the same goals? And that also shows, even when you look at Nigerian media, The mainstream Nigerian media carried the story like if it was Israel that was the aggressor. Israel was not the aggressor. Those shootings and those bombings started with Hamas. You know, now there is a ceasefire and we thank God for that. But you see the importance of Christians taking up positions of authority, even in media, especially in media, taking up positions of authorities in all government positions, all power, and, you know, money. If the money, if money and the capability and the things that can be carried out with that tool called money remains in the hands of the world, it will be used for worldly things, and which is primarily going to lead to the destruction of the world, you know, destruction of an attack on Christians, Jews, you know, all kinds of people, and eventually the world. That being said, let us pray. In Jesus' name, Holy Father, we thank you for this day. We bless your holy name, for your love, for your kindness, and for all that you've done. Father, we pray, Lord, that people's eyes will be open. People are going to wake up to the truth and begin to realize the ridiculousness of what the world does. Their eyes are going to be opened. People's eyes are opening in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, Father, for Christians are rising up. Christians are realizing the importance of going into positions of authority, going into places of power. Christians are understanding the importance of only voting for and actually going out and taking by force all positions of authority and power in the name of Jesus Christ. They begin to realize that if they do not do that, those positions will remain in the hands of darkness and will only shift into the hands of men and women who are in greater darkness and have more evil and more nefarious goals. I pray, O Lord, Father, that the eyes of Christians will continue to open all around the world in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining me on that prayer. God bless you.